Hello, it's such an honor to be sharing my testimony. My name is Leika, and I would always like to say that I'm just a very ordinary girl, but I have a very extraordinary God. So my salvation story is basically, first of all, I was not a Christian, obviously. I actually grew up in a Muslim family. I was raised a Muslim. I came from a Muslim home. My parents were not just like Muslims by name, were practicing Muslims, and I remember growing up, childhood was okay, and then when I got to teenage years, I started to just know that there was something off with my life. Like, I couldn't really put my finger on it, but I wasn't happy. I didn't have any joy. I was depressed. A lot of things were going on. At some point in my life, I came across pornography and I became hooked on that. My life was just a whole mess. Like, my life was so terrible that I knew that to get out of what I was going through, I needed help. And for some time, I tried to find that help in myself, find out help in people, and at some point I said, okay, maybe it's because I'm not, you know, a Muslim, like maybe I'm not practicing it as much as I could, or as I should rather, and I would go to camps, you know, talk to God, like, God, help me, I'm going through all of this, I'm depressed, I don't want to watch porn anymore, I don't want to do these things anymore, help me. And it seemed like the more I prayed, I didn't really get anything. All I heard was just silence. Ironically, it was just silence. There was nothing there. But one thing I believe with God is when his soul is searching, God is always ready to answer. Even if that person might be a sinner, but when God knows that someone is really searching for him, he would always come through for that person. So I was obviously still searching. Nothing was happening. And then I have a sister, God bless her, she's still such an inspiration and a huge support to me. She had given her life to Christ some years back, and I know how ugly the situation is because obviously my parents were not in support of that decision. And then in 2013, she was supposed to get married, and there were lots of challenges with that. You know, people saying, you know, why are my parents letting her marry a Christian and all that. So, but I just noticed that she was calm in that situation. She was so calm. She seemed so much at peace, and I kept saying within myself, I want that, you know, I just want that peace. Like, how come she's going through so much and she's so peaceful? Like, I want that. But again, I was scared because I was like, okay, if I make that decision, I don't know how my parents are going to react to me making that decision. So I wasn't about to go through that. I was then, I think around 14, I wasn't about to go through that. I wasn't ready for that, basically. Fast forward to when I turned 15, which was some years ago, I remember that year I was still really searching. I was reaching that breaking point. I was like, God, I need help. Like, I want to be joyful, I want to be happy. I know there's something wrong somewhere. I was never really like a bad person, quote and unquote. Like, I didn't used to steal, I didn't used to smoke or do all those things, but my life was so messed up that I knew that I just needed something that I couldn't get by myself, by my own strength. I knew that there was just something I was missing. And then that year, my sister got married, and, you know, despite all the challenges, she stood and got married. And I was just like, okay, I need this. I don't know what it is, but I need it. But like I said, I wasn't sure. So I happened to spend the Christmas holiday in her house that year, which was in 2013, beg your pardon. It was in 2013. And I spent Christmas in her house. I was in SS3 then. I just started SS3. Yes, I just started SS3 that year. So I noticed that when I got into her house, it just seemed like there was just this atmosphere. So when someone carries the presence of God, there's just an atmosphere, especially if it's in a home, or not just in a home, just generally. Like, I know now that when someone carries the presence of God, you just can tell by how the atmosphere. I wasn't a Christian, but I just sensed this peace. It just seemed like I was coming from a war zone into a place of peace. And the war wasn't like an external war, mind you. It was something going on inside of me. I knew that I needed help. Like I said, I keep emphasizing that I was messed up. So I got to the house and it was just peaceful. Even with the addictions, the pornography, I just sensed that it was kind of reducing because there was just this atmosphere, like this presence, this holy presence. That's the presence of the Holy Spirit. So it's fast forward to a few days, like it was on the 31st of December. So my sister was going for a crossover service in her church. I never really attended church growing up. Like I said, I grew up in a Muslim family. It wasn't like, oh, can't go to church. No. So I remember that day, two of my sisters were around. Actually, three of us were around. Five of us were around, including my sister. We're five. So two of them were like, oh, they're going for crossover. At that time, I didn't even know they were going to church. But out of curiosity, I was like, okay, I want to come along. And me saying I wanted to come along, like I always tell people, I wasn't going to church because, oh, I didn't go to church that night because, oh, I wanted to encounter God. I went to church because my parents didn't allow us to go out late in the night. So I thought, well, I'm 15, let me go out in the night. Wow, video, I get to sleep outside the house. And I remember my other sister saying that, why are you sure this is a good idea? You know, mommy and daddy won't be happy if you're going to the church and all that. But I stood my ground. Well, my sister has also said, oh, yeah, just let her go. That's my sister that, you know, that is the owner of the house, basically. So she said, just let her go. Just allow her go if she wants to go. And I'm sure she knew that, okay, if she wants to go to church, perhaps God wants to save her, just maybe. So I went that night. And again, when I got to the place, it was a winner's church. When I got to the place, I didn't manage to sleep that night. I'm sorry, during the day. So I was already feeling tired because service was going to start around 10 o'clock, 10 p.m. So again, when I approached the church, that presence was there. You know, that presence I talked about, that I experienced in my sister's house, that peace. I was just like, this same thing is here again. So that happiness kind of flooded my heart. I was very, very curious. We got to church late, so we didn't get to sit in the building. We sat in the overflow. It was cold. Obviously, it was Harmattan, so it was very cold. And I remember everybody was watching the service from a screen because I go to Living Faith Church, Winners Chapel. So if there's video and all that, if you're not in Lagos, you just hook on to the service from whatever, wherever branch you are connecting from. So I was wondering, these people are watching, what are they watching in the TV? Like, they're not even, where's the pastor? I was just curious, and I saw people dancing, praying, like hearts. Just, you could just tell that these people were having encounters. Again, I didn't know what encounters were at that time, but everybody was praying in tongues, like during prayer time, singing, dancing. I was just looking around like, okay, this is weird. And then I sat down and I slept for some time. Obviously, I didn't sleep during the day. So when it was approaching 12 midnight, so Bishop Oyedepo started to preach, and he preached with so much authority, and I woke up and I was like, who is this man talking? Like, he has so much authority. Who is he? And he spoke about so many things, and he started to raise an altar call. One of the things, though, that really spoke to me was the fact that he was talking about the devil like the devil was such a powerless entity or powerless thing. Like, and I had so many issues, and I was like, how can this man be talking about these evil things like they don't have any power? And I was just really curious. So I listened very attentively. I was still like half like sleepy, but I was paying attention. And then he started to raise the altar call. And when he started to raise that altar call, honestly, like, it just felt like he was talking personally to me. God, Jesus can save you from that depression. He can save you from addiction. He can save you from this. He can save you from that. And I just started to sense that he's talking to you, you know, God is talking to you. But again, one thing I know now is that the devil doesn't like when people want to get saved. Obviously, he wants to take people to hell. So when people reach that point of salvation, because what happens is that God, through his angels, arranges situations for people to get saved. So what happens is that because the devil doesn't want people to get saved, when that convicting power of the Holy Ghost is coming, then there's this voice telling you, don't make this decision. I experienced it with such a forceful voice in my head. Don't make the decision. You know what happens to your sister? Your parents will not be happy. Your parents are not going to approve of you. You know, sit down. Don't stand up. What do you think you're doing? You're making a mistake. But the convicting part was just there. And I thank God because I had, you know, my sister praying for me and my brother as well, who had already, you know, became a Christian. So, again, it's so important that if you have loved ones that are not Christians, I don't know why I'm saying this, but if you have loved ones that are not Christians, then it's very important that you keep praying for them, because as you're praying, God is working on their hearts. God is working out situations. And you might not even be the one to speak to them, but God will just arrange for someone else to talk to them. So, I remember still saying, oh my God, I don't know what I should, what should I stand up, should I sit down? And I remember within myself saying that, God, I'm going to stand up, but if after like 3 months I think this doesn't work, I'm just going to go back to being a Muslim, you know, there's no harm in trying, kind of thing. So I stood up with my heart was pounding, stood up, walked into the church, gave my life to Christ, and here I am today. It was about 5 years about 7 years ago. This year will make it 7 years. So I gave my life to Christ at a crossover service to the year 2014, and honestly it was the best decision it remains the best decision I made, giving my life to Jesus, surrendering my life to him. I really believe that there's no other way that to God except through Jesus Christ. You know, the Bible says that there's no other salvation comes from God, and that salvation is through Jesus Christ, and we are saved. And that's why I refer to myself, or I am called a saved woman on my social media, because I'm saved. Like, I'm saved by grace through faith, not by my own work, not by my own knowledge, not because I'm perfect, not because I deserved salvation, but because Jesus died, paid that price for me in his mercy. You know, one of the things that I love so much is that if it was just me, Jesus Christ would have still died. So I really believe that this would encourage somebody that Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. There's nothing as beautiful as new life, as just being able to call God your father. And that, what, when I was a Muslim, that is one thing that I never saw God as a father. I just saw him as someone I needed to be obedient to, that if I did something wrong, he was going to punish me, wasn't going to be happy. So, but being a Christian, being saved, it's just a relationship with God. There's no other way where you can have a relationship with God except through Christ. So that's my story. And over the years, God has helped me, you know, helped me, set me free from addiction, from depression, just helped me to realize that with him, I can do everything. So yeah, that's my testimony. God bless you.